Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It is Friday. It's time for a look on the bright side. As we every Friday talk with Colleen Kristen Brewster, travel agent from her travel agency in Laguna Beach, California, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And we'll be looking on the bright side here with Colleen and talking to her today about air travel. Colleen, always good to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil, and hello, everyone. Welcome to Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. I am Colleen Kristen Brewster, and I am with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Now, you were going to talk to us today about flying.
So it is a fact that most pilots come from other countries. We had a very tragic occurrence the day before yesterday. A Gulf Air jet crashed, and everyone died. That's a tragedy. But you know what? When you book your travel plans with Colleen Kristen Brewster, I really want to first of all say it is so sad, Phil, and we've had a bad summer.
Well, I know. There have been. There was the Egypt Air, and there was the... I don't know. I can't even keep track of some of the tragedies that have befallen people. You're talking, though, about flying with American Airlines, right? Not American Airlines, the airline, but with airlines based in America?
Right, Phil. Really what we want people to know is when you book a trip with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, I make this pledge to you. You'll fly with American pilots. I think one of the things that we have going on is the fact that so many of these pilots are of foreign birth. A lot of them are unbalanced. They come from religions that are suspect, I think.
You sure you don't want to rephrase that? And
well, a lot of these religions, and you know what? I don't know if you know this, but a lot of them require you to face east and to pray to Allah. And a lot of that...
The Muslim faith.
Huh?
The Islamic faith.
Right. And I think that's dangerous when it comes time to travel internationally. We pledge to you, you'll be flying with Americans. There is no possibility that they don't speak your language. If you fly with a foreign pilot or a foreign airline, Phil, and this is so important, if they speak Arabian and they're flying to an airport where they don't speak Arabian, then they don't understand what the pilot's saying. And there could be a real serious situation. And I don't want to scare anybody, but you know what? That's very serious. And at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, that's not going to happen. We want people to know that.
And all right, let's talk a little bit, Colleen. You're talking about flying only with American pilots. Are you talking about only pilots that speak English?
Well, Phil, for the time being, we want our people who are flying with us to fly only with airlines based in America, so they don't try to slip, you know, a sand jockey in on you. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, well, I'd rather that we not use, I mean...
I'm really sorry. I apologize for that, Phil.
Well, it was moderately amusing when they said they try to slipping a sand jockey in there.
What I'm saying, Phil, really is, in all seriousness, if you're flying with an American airline, the chances are you're flying with
an American pilot.
Yes, and he speaks English. So that when they're flying into the airport, he can say very proudly, I'm an American. I fly with an American airline. We are going to land. And that alerts the foreign people in the control tower. Here comes an American plane. Here come the Americans. Let's get ready for fun, and let's get ready to have them in our spas and in our hotels.
All right, so they're looking forward to the American tour group coming through.
That's exactly right. There's nothing more exciting for any hotel in Europe, in Asia, or in Africa than to know that Americans are on the way. Americans who bring a level of a certain level of fun and joy, who certainly do spend money. Americans, people they know are going to leave their hotel content and happy if they serve them the way they should. I think in recent years, the Africans have come a long way. The Asians are coming a long way. The Europeans, with the exception, of course, Phil, of the French, still treat us well. And
so there's still a problem with the French?
There's always been a problem with the French. But at On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, we tell the French exactly what we expect of them. If you treat them with a certain level of authority, the French buckle and do what you want. And that's what we look for.
All right, On the Go with Colleen.
Man.
On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Can I ask you something?
Sure, Phil.
Why did you do that little wee thing?
I was just being funny.
Yeah, at the very end there, that cracked me up. So you're you are telling people that they will fly with only American pilots.
That's correct, and we're able to guarantee that.
How do you do that?
Phil, I'm really happy to say that as part of the signature service of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, we guarantee that you will only fly with an American pilot.
And how do you do that?
We do background checks, and we call ahead, and we tell the airline, we are an American group, we are a tour group, we're flying internationally. We want an English-speaking pilot. Let me tell you something, Phil.
How do you do that?
That's part of our signature service, but I can tell you, we are so happy to provide it.
But how do you guarantee that they're going to get an English-speaking pilot?
Just what we do.
So you don't want to tell me?
It's our signature service, Phil.
All right, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is the travel agency. They're located in Laguna Beach, but they have a Los Angeles office. Colleen, why don't you give us that number?
Phil, our number is 213-251-3189. And by the way, with our Platinum Signature Service, we guarantee that the pilot will be white. I think that's so important.
Well, if you're planning a trip at the tail end of the summer, certainly Colleen Kristen Brewster is the person to book it with. We're going to give out our phone number now, Colleen, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk about travel plans with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And the idea that flying with a foreign language guy, it's not so much the foreign language pilot, is it? Isn't it the culture?
I think a lot of Americans are frightened that they're going to get on a plane with an Arabian, and he'll just decide for whatever reason that he wants to send everyone to hell. I think it's unfair.
Well, unfair is, it doesn't even say the half of it, does it?
No, it really doesn't, Phil. I think that a lot of these airlines, Gulf Air, Egypt Air, I'm really shocked and I'm surprised. And I would think that they would have more professional pilots than some guy who decides that he wants to go meet Allah, and today's the day, and even though we've got a tour group on board, let's go ahead and send it nose first into the Gulf. I think those things are really, really unprofessional. And I think as well, if you have a pilot who can't land a plane, this Gulf Air crash with him coming in too fast and at too high an altitude, let's fly with Americans for a change. Let's send a message to these foreign airlines. We want them American. We want them speaking English. For the surcharge of 5% for the price of your ticket, we can guarantee that. For an additional 5%, yes, we can guarantee they're white.
Okay, that disturbs me. Why do they have to be white? Why?
Phil, I don't think they should, but a lot of people will walk on board, look over, they may see a black man flying the plane, and make the assumption that he's of Arabian. He's Arabian. And
well, how about if he comes out and says, "Hi, folks, I'm an American."
I don't know if they can do that. Okay, so I'm just saying these are the things that we can bring to the table as part of our signature service.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Colleen Kristen Brewster talking about flying with her travel agency and guaranteeing that the pilot will speak English. What if you cannot guarantee it? What if the guy is foreign? What if he's a foreign pilot, and he might even be Islamic, and maybe he's cuckoo?
You know what? In that case, Phil, I really prefer that you wait if it's a vacation. If it's business, then I'd really that you just put the trip off as well. If it's a business trip, you will have to sign a waiver releasing On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster from any liability should some crazed guy in a bed sheet decide today's the day he wants to go bang a gong and meet his ancestors. I just think it's wrong.
Jesus. Oh, God.
What?
I'm just so bitterly disappointed at Mike Schaefer's ability to book a guest on this show. So bitterly disappointed. 1-800-449-8686. On the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, talking about she can guarantee an English-speaking white pilot so that you don't wind up, well, you heard her, in the Gulf. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show, and it's Look on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's with the travel agency On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and she's talking to us about, you know, you're guaranteeing, in other words, Colleen, with your travel packages, that you'll be flying people only with English-speaking pilots.
That is something, Phil, I think we should guarantee to our travelers who are booking their trips with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Because we've had a lot of very tragic air accidents involving mostly Middle Eastern aircraft crashing into the desert, and the last thing they heard on one of the tapes was a man speaking Arabian, and I can't pronounce it, it's Arabian speech of some kind, and that's scary. That scares people, and that's why we tell our travelers, you'll be traveling with English-speaking pilots, or you'll get a refund, and of course we can't guarantee your safety.
So in other words, if you get somebody on a plane with a like they're flying on Gulf Air again, or if they're flying on Air India...
We can't guarantee that they'll make it off the ground. I won't guarantee that.
But you're guaranteeing the safety of everybody else, all the other flights.
Yes.
All right, Salinas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, all airline pilots are required to speak the English language when conversing with the tower. When you're hearing these voices on the black boxes, they're not necessarily speaking with the tower at that time. They're speaking among themselves. And
right.
All that is also recorded.
Right. That's right. So
that's
if they're
right.
speaking
if
they're speaking Arabian, the tower doesn't know what they're saying.
They're probably not speaking to the tower at that time.
They're probably
speaking among themselves.
But I'm saying if they were speaking Arabian, they wouldn't be able to contact the tower and land the plane good.
They are probably bilingual.
Bilingual? Is that what you said? Hello?
Okay, I guess we lost Salinas. We'll go to Harrisburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Was this?
Yes, sir. Harrisburg, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing
good.
Tonight?
Good. Very good.
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying. I mean, what if, you know, I want to fly from here to Germany?
Are you a pilot?
What is it, ma'am? No, I'm not a pilot.
You're not a pilot.
But I know qualified, trained pilots who are not whites, who are not, Muslims. They're just, you know.
Are you Muslim?
No, I'm not, ma'am.
Okay, can I ask you something? Because in the travel business, we've had a lot of people concerned about this since these air disasters. Isn't it a little scary to have a Muslim flying the plane? Because you don't know when he's going to start banging a gong up there.
Well, not
right?
necessarily.
What do you mean, banging a gong?
I mean wanting to visit his ancestors.
Didn't we have some tragic with TWA, I don't know, some
right.
years
we,
ago.
Right. We have, in other words, we have domestic crashes. And
well, those are generally mechanical. But we've never had a pilot of an American airline say, it's God's will, take his hand off the wheel and send it into a mine shaft.
Well, I think what they
and
need
those
to
TWA
say,
pilots were Chinese.
Chinese?
Ma'am?
Yeah. Yes?
Well, just because they say Allah... when something goes wrong with the plane,
right.
does not necessarily mean that they're dying or they're, you know, drugging the airplane on purpose. I mean, Allah means just
the
literally
the
God.
Egypt, yeah, but the Egypt air crash was the co-pilot wasn't helping the pilot. There was something wrong up there. Isn't it true?
Yeah, the co-pilot was, he wanted to visit the furnace of hell or something. I don't know what his story was. It was scary. It was really scary.
It seems to me that the co-pilot wouldn't help the pilot raise the craft. He took it off of autopilot, sent it into a deep dive. The pilot came back to the cabin trying to pull it out of the dive and just didn't have the strength to do it. Isn't that correct?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been here in the United States about 9 years.
Yes,
how
sir.
Many plane crashes have we had in the United States within the last 9 years?
I forget, but at least 20 of them. It wasn't because some guy was sitting on a mushroom, smoking a hookah, and deciding today was the day that it was a cow jumping over the moon, see?
Oh. So,
well, now you're talking about drug use.
Who knows what was in that guy's head?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Right,
you wouldn't know what was wrong with the Arabic-speaking person either. Well, who knows?
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
But most likely it's mechanical, I would think so.
Mechanical. The guy goes, Allah be praised, pulls
well,
it off
Allah
the autopilot.
Means, Allah
and,
means God.
Yeah, that
praise
means...
Praise God. That's all he's saying.
Yeah,
if
he
can't control what he's doing,
you know
then
what the
he's going to say
problem
Allah.
Was? You know what the mechanical problem was? He turned off the autopilot. The mechanical problem was his neurotransmitters. And
all right, Colleen, don't get combative. You own a travel agency.
By the way, what
I'm
do
sorry.
I do if I want to fly from here to Germany? I guess if the German pilot is flying, then I don't have to, be on board or something?
No, we send you to New York, and then you just got to hold your breath from New York to Germany.
I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay,
there
thank
are tons of intelligent Arabic. I'm not a Muslim, like I said. I'm objective on the subject. Intelligent Arabic pilots flying all over the world, and I don't think it's fair to them. They're intelligent.
Well, I'd love to meet one.
Well, okay.
I'm in the traveling.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir, for your call. I mean, what do you mean, you'd like to meet one?
Phil, I'm saying it's dangerous. But anyway, what I really wanted to say to you is that we are having a wonderful travel season. I just want people to know, don't be afraid if they're traveling internationally with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Well, what are you saying? If they travel with another travel agency, they could...
It could be not so much an airplane as a ball of fire.
I think that is wrong of you to...
I'm saying the only way I feel people would be safe is flying with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. I don't know about other travel agencies. I don't know how the Arabic pilots get their headphones on over their turbans, but there's something ain't right.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Oh, we got another 20 seconds to go here, so let me go to Ogden, Utah on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
First of all...
Colleen, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay.
I would like to know, Colleen, if you ever traveled in Europe.
I have, yeah.
Well,
I went to Paris.
I suggest it must have been centuries ago, and I suggest that you go back over there.
No, I was in Paris last summer.
And you said that we French people are rude?
Oh, my God, yeah. Ask any American.
Excuse me? Have you ever been to a major city? Doesn't matter where in the world.
You ever heard of Los Angeles?
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah, I live there.
Well, and I think that the people in Los Angeles is rude, no matter which big city you
are
going to.
The people in Los Angeles are rude, not is rude.
Okay, well, the lady is doing the best with her English. What, Colleen, when you were in Paris, you say the people were rude.
Everywhere you go, they speak English, but you go to France, and it's parlez-vous français, and they make life miserable.
We do not make life miserable.
You can't have a bowel movement in that country.
We expect when you go to another country that you at least try to speak the language.
Oh, loosen
if
it
you
up.
Don't,
everybody
if you don't try
speaks.
It, that's because your brain is very small
loosen
and you're
it
too
up.
Old to
speak
try
English.
Learning.
Speak English. It's the new international language.
I am speaking English.
Okay, good. And when we go to France, we expect to be welcomed with English-speaking
cab
drivers.
Oh, trust me, we will welcome you with a big kick in the behind.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go, Phil. Rude. Bad food, snotty people. They don't bathe every day like we do in America. And
what are you trying to do? I thought you were in the travel agency. You're in the travel agency business. And
well, take a bath every other day.
Good Lord!
Goodness.
All right, hold on, ma'am. I apologize. Hold on.
Oh, bull crap. You don't know.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster from the travel agency. On the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster in Laguna Beach. It's time for Look on the Bright Side. Let me get back to the lady who is hanging on in Ogden, Utah. And Colleen, you're there? And the lady in Ogden? Go ahead, dear. You're on the air.
Okay. First of all, on top of her slamming everybody overseas,
she
is also slamming everybody that lives in the United States, because this country is based on people coming from all over Europe.
All over what?
All over Europe.
I don't know what she's saying.
All over Europe.
Well, she said Europe. I'm not up. I'm on deck.
You're not up. You're on deck. That's very, very funny.
Oh, I'm making a joke. You see, the French can't even joke. They can't even joke.
Not with people who are totally ignorant. No, we can't.
What did I do wrong other than to warn Americans, if you go to France, you're going to have people talking behind your back and being rude to you?
No, that's why I decided to call, so I could give you a piece of my mind.
Well, I think
you're wrong. And I think that you should go back in Europe again.
Well, wait a second. The last big plane crash, guess who was flying the plane?
A Frenchman. Oh, my goodness.
And guess what it was? It wasn't a group travel. It was a fireball going over the French countryside.
Oh, my
and I
God.
Think that's...
Well, what are you saying now, that it was the French that brought that Concorde down?
Read it and weep. You know it as well as I do.
Exactly how many American airplanes went down in the past year?
None.
Excuse me?
None.
Really?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, but the French and then some guy in a bedsheet decided he was going to, you know, take that thing to the Gulf. I'm just saying...
Do you know exactly what is going on through their mind while that plane is crashing?
The Arab guy decided that he was going to go out in a ball of fire for
you Allah. Don't know that. Were you there? Did you listen? Did you hear?
Yeah, he said something like he went blah, 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 Allah, Allah, something like that. And the next thing you know, they're parked in the side of a gasoline tanker in Kuwait.
You never heard when a person is dying, saying to the Lord, please take me home? You never heard that. You never heard a dying person telling the Lord, please take me back. I am ready to go home.
No, I've generally heard people say, please, I don't want to die. Where are you from? Is that what they say in French? Okay, God, I'm ready to die. Take me back. And by the way, God, don't just take me home.
When
you know
faith is out of your hand and there is no other way out, are you going to turn and say, please don't take me home, God?
Yeah, that's kind of kooky, but I kind of like living. What are you talking about? And, you know, it's easy for Americans control of the French to get what we want. All we have to do is treat them like two-year-olds, Phil. And all you have...
You know, I was in France. I got to jump in on this. I encountered a great many nice people.
That isn't what you said when you got back. You said they were the worst scum that...
I never said any such thing. I encountered a few people that I didn't like, but I...
What about the guy that tried to run you over?
The guy that tried to run me over was some drunk on a motorcycle, okay? Happens all the time over here.
Oh, crap. Boy, you know, I really thought the talk radio was about telling the truth. You're a lion sack, and I hope the next plane that goes down has your children on it. Goodbye.
Oh, I do hope that you will be in it when plane crashed.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard.
Can you believe that?
Oh, very, very stupid. I'm sorry to say the word.
She said that...
ignorant.
Wait a minute, did she just call back? So you're calling back, huh?
My goodness.
I apologize. I didn't mean it.
One thing I want to say
to all of the listeners.
If you travel, do not go with that travel company.
On the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. It's the best.
What's that crack?
I really hope you lose a lot of business.
No. And the crack I made about your kids dying, Phil, I was joking. God, can't you take a joke?
Not joke when it becomes to my children.
And you know what? I apologize to the frog, too.
The frog. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Monrovia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Monrovia, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm so stunned. I'm new to this area.
I happened to have a travel agency.
He assured me that it was legit, so I hung on. A couple of points. First of all, I'm a former travel agency stewardess.
On the go with
English
Colleen Kristen Brewster.
English is the international language with flying.
So
anybody
why don't
who
they speak
flies
English
commercial aircraft or
why didn't the Arabians speak English?
Have to speak English and have to speak it fluently.
Okay, can you hear me, ma'am?
Second point.
Can you hear me, ma'am? Can you
I
hear me?
Beg your pardon?
Can you hear us?
Vaguely. I'm on the freeway.
Yeah, okay.
Am I not coming through?
Well, I wanted to say that the Arabians couldn't speak English. That's why they crashed it into that control tower.
Oh, that is so stupid. This woman is not
crazy. What do you mean
crazy?
Crashed it into a control
she's
tower?
She's a racist, and she's an absolute embarrassment.
How do you figure I'm a racist? How do you figure I'm a racist?
Oh, for God's sakes. I don't even have to honor that stupid
Were you an airline stewardess in 1960?
I'm going to have to go and put my...
Well, when did you retire? 1965?
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
All right, we didn't hear anything that you said, but thanks for calling. 1-800... I mean, I just...
Well, first of all, Phil, she's an airline stewardess, so that means that she probably retired in 1960, because they call them flight attendants now. So if she indeed worked for an airline, it was back when Eisenhower was president. And she knows very, very well that there was a Suez Canal thing. It was I didn't even want to go into it. It was very unsafe. But now it's better other than the Arabians. And I really think that she owes me an apology, that Frog owes me an apology, and you know what? Your show blows.
There we go. That's great. So I hope the next plane that goes down, my kids are in it. That's what she said. That's what I believe I heard her say. And my show blows. Very classy. All I can tell you, Colleen, if you're still listening, and I know you are, you're probably calling back in. Oh, there she is. She's calling back in. Now what have you got to say for yourself?
I was only kidding.
Oh, you were only kidding.
I was.
So what is it we're talking about here, okay? You're talking about the fact that these guys can't speak English, so you're going to fly them around the world on English-speaking airlines with English-speaking pilots because some Arabian guy's banging a gong and howling at the moon wants to visit his ancestors? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm saying to you that On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster will be happy to fly you wherever you go without one of those foreign language pilots. Absolutely, Phil.
Okay, 1-800, and you're going to do that by giving them their money back.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. Here is New Mexico on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. New Mexico, hello. New Mexico, you gone? Okay. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget that the we have a information line now. You can call the following number and get information on the Phil Hendry Show, 213-251-3189. If you call that, there's a little information recording that tells you what's going on with the show. And we do that because we don't have a website, and we haven't had a website for so long, I can't even count the days, but we just don't have one. In fact, we've never had one. So until we get one, whenever that day, that blessed day arrives, I don't know whether websites do you any good anyway, do they? I'm old school, man. Somebody said get a website, so we put one up. It looked like dog crap, and nobody's contributed anything to it since. So maybe we don't need it. Maybe we just need one of those information lines like they have at the Metroplex when you call up and you want to find out about a movie, you know, like,
thank you for calling the Metroplex 3 on screen 6, Spartacus. Oh, hell, I don't know. Thanks for calling.
You ever call those people? You hear this...
Thank you for calling the Metroplex Man Cinema 8-12-15 Hike. On screen 1, Spartacus.
My wife says to me, call up the number, find what the show times. And if you get in the middle of the recording, oh, that's great. 45 minutes later, you hear the movie times you need, because first she's got to tell you about the early bird special and all of the coupons that they accept and where the parking is, and they're handicapped equipped. Of course you're handicapped equipped. It's the law! In other words,
we obey the law. We're handicapped equipped.
Well, that's nice to know.
No outside food or beverages. Please refrain from talking during the film. No smoking. Please be well lubricated. And, of course, there's Vaseline in the bathrooms. We're located at 1234 Main Street, 5 blocks south of the Armory, near the toxic waste dump.
Get to the movie, will you, man?
Currently showing on screen one is The Cell, starring Vincent D'Onofrio and Jennifer Lopez. Film time, 2 minutes and 20 seconds, rated R, PG.
Whatever, and it ain't the movie I want to see. Naturally, an old creep like me, I want to find out about space cowboys. Not that I liked it when I saw it. So I'm waiting through The Cell, and then I'm waiting through Coyote Ugly, and then I'm waiting through whatever the hell else is going on there. Which, by the way, I want to go see The Cell. I hear it's about as interesting as The Matrix, which means the special effects are fantastic. And the kids the other day, I had an argument with them. And I go, you know, I'm getting tired of you guys and your lousy movies. What are you talking about? I said, I'm always turning you guys on to great flicks. The best flicks you guys know about, I turned you on to. Yeah, like what? Like The Exorcist, The Fly, Saving Private Ryan. Really cool stuff.
Well,
what good movies have you turned me on to?
Turned on to The Matrix.
The Matrix? It was okay. I mean, it was cool special effects. Do you think the plot in that thing was, I don't know. I mean, it was all right. You love The Matrix? Yeah, it's good. Lately, I've been into this jag, man. I can't score a good movie. See, my pick was Space Cowboys, which really sucked. And Maria said, well, let's go see this Saving Grace. And I don't know. I mean, it's about some chick who starts growing weeds so that she can pay off her debts, which is fine. But the movie ends up really goofy. I won't tell you how it ends up, but it's got a goofy, broad, completely unbelievable ending to it. So we saw that. And then I figure, what else? Well, like we were seeing, and then that, you know, like I said, Coyote Ugly, and that's the last movies I've seen. What the hell, when's this? Is The Cell out now? And what about that Keanu Reeves serial murder deal? And how about that freaking Hollow Man? When are we going to go see that? Keanu Reeves is coming out soon. That serial killer movie. So anyway, but you call up, and that's what you're hearing. So that's what we just, Hollow Man sucks. According to Craig Taylor, my engineer, Hollow Man is just the worst. He is dry heaving right now in a waste paper basket. You go see Hollow Man, and you're Hollow Man. You know, the thing about Hollow Man is it's the Invisible Man, only you could throw water on him. I don't know, because that's what I said to the kids. I go, I already saw the Invisible Man. Yeah, but this guy you can throw water on and see him. Oh, okay. And then the line that I really relate to, which is, you have no idea how much fun this is. I can bet. So anyway, you call up and...
Thank you for calling the man's triplex 3.
Or there's the guy.
Thank you for calling the man's triplex 3. I'm the assistant manager. Now, just as soon as I take this barrel out of my mouth... On screen one, Coyote Ugly, starring Pia Boo Piper and Moo Boo Dibby.
You can't pronounce any of the names or anything. And then the other flick I got to see is the Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro one, which is the parent thing. Have you seen this, Mike? Looks pretty funny. And De Niro's doing all the comedy now. The funniest movie he ever did was The King of Comedy. That's fantastic. You want to see a funny movie, go see that. Analyze This was great. And now this new thing with Ben Stiller looks fantastic. King of Comedy was not about Lenny Bruce. No, it was about the Johnny Carson show. It's about a guy who tries to blackmail his way onto the Johnny Carson show by, not Johnny Carson, but Jerry Langford is the name of the late night host, played by Jerry Lewis. And he kidnaps Jerry Langford to get himself a guest shot on the show. And he turns into it's a smash. It's a big hit. And so that's what, that is about. But Analyze This was funny. Now he's got this new thing with Ben Stiller, which I hear is very funny. I can't remember. It's some kind of a parent thing. But he's doing a comedy now. He's looking good. And isn't there some other side? There's some outer space thing. Red Planet's coming out. Have you seen that? The trailer to that was awesome. And I don't know who's in it, but someone gets their face. Oh, Val Kilmer is in this Red Planet remake. And it looks like he gets his face sucked off by a machine or something. So you got to see that. So that's all we ask for. I like a film that has all of the special effects, has the action, and has got plot. In other words, just finish the movie, man. Finish writing it, okay? worth the price of admission to see Val get his face sucked off, according to Mike Schaefer? Or is it worth the price of admission just to see Val Kilmer's face as it is, with that extra weight he's carrying around on that thing? Okay, anyway, we'll be back on Monday. Don't forget, 213-251-3189. You can get information on the Phil Hendry Show. And when we do get a website, we'll let you know. And when I get water in the pool, I'll let you know. It's supposed to be next week. That's what he told me in June. It's supposed to be next week.
Phil Hendry.
Hello.
How you doing, Mom?
All right,
I'm
don't
doing
be
fine, but I think you're the most unethical person I've ever heard.
I'm a doctor. I've been called before the American Medical Association.
You should be called before the AMA.
I've been commended by them for my theories on aging, diet and milk, roughage in diet. And as long as we're on the subject, are you getting some good roughage?
I'm perfectly healthy at 77, thank
good.
You.
Good, beautiful. Are you getting that grape nuts, or what do you do?
That's none of your business. We're talking about infants.
We are talking about infants, but I am curious because I am doing a survey. When's the last healthy bowel movement you've had?
Okay. That's
totally...
Oh, boy.
No,
you should have more of them than I because you're more full of it than I am.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I am trying to get a survey done.
Listen, I'm going to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
How can you talk about an infant like you did when you said their big, fat mouths? And those were your words.
Ma'am,
I don't think you wanted that child in the first place.
I wanted that child desperately. We wanted Abraham more than anything. But when I knew that he was going to snore, I said, roll him over on his stomach.
Let him die. He bothers me. He snores. I never heard a baby keep anybody up snoring in my life.
Ma'am, I will tell you, I've been around some babies that make it, it sounds like Pearl Harbor. You know what that was, don't you?
I certainly do, probably more than you do.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And it is just nuts.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever
heard. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like this. It's like, oh, God, I'm up. You know, it's like reveille. It's like someone put an alarm clock to your head.
Well, then you ought to go shut yourself in a room.
Oh, I
see. Stay away from children. So they don't bother you.
I'm an adult man, and I've got to go hide in a room while some baby gets the run of my house. Oh,
see
boy.
What I told you? You didn't want a baby in that house.
I don't need a baby telling me what to do.
Yeah, at that age, they're going to tell you what to do.
I bet you let babies tell you what to do, don't you? I don't do that. The baby snores, the baby goes.
No, I just treat my children according to the age they are.
I'll drop kick that thing right out into the street. And I said to my wife when the child died, I said, don't worry about it. We can get another one. I was sad. Yes, I was sad.
Oh, you sound like it.
But you heard the tape of the kid, didn't you?
Oh, I can just hear the tears dropping.
Let's get back to your bowel movements. When you...
Okay.
I didn't mention them. You did.
Please.
Solid or runny?
Bill.